And here is the Writer's Almanac for Wednesday, the 7th of August, 2013. It's the birthday of anthropologist Louis Leakey, born in Kenya in 1903. He studied anthropology at Cambridge at a time when most anthropologists believed that human beings had originated in Asia. But Leakey had read Darwin's theory that human beings might have originated in Africa because Africa is the home of our closest relatives, chimpanzees and gorillas. As soon as he graduated from Cambridge, he moved back to Africa to prove Darwin right. In 1948, Leakey and his wife found one of the earliest fossil ape skulls ever discovered. It was between 25 and 40 million years old. It is now believed to be the skull of the ancestor of all large primates, including humans. It was on this day in 1934 that the U.S. Court of Appeals ruled that the novel Ulysses by James Joyce was not obscene. It had been banned in the United States in 1920, and though it was a big seller on the black market and Joyce knew he was losing a lot of money to pirate publishers, the only way to fight the ban was to provoke the government into a new obscenity trial. So, in 1933, Random House decided to import a single version of the French edition of Ulysses. It was a hot day, and the U.S. customs inspector didn't want to be bothered with another inspection, but the Random House people made sure that one book was seized. Random House and Joyce appealed, and the judge, John Woolsey, ruled that it was not pornographic. In his opinion, Judge Woolsey wrote, "In respect of the recurrent emergence of the theme of sex in the minds of its characters, it must always be remembered that his locale was Celtic and his season spring." And here's a poem by Stuart Dishel entitled Plans. She plans to be a writer one day and live in the city of Paris, where she will describe the sun as it rises over Bouchemont. "Today the dawn began in small pieces. Sharp wedges of light broke through the clouds." She plans to write better than this and is critic enough to know sharp wedges sounds like cheese. She plans to live alone in a place that has a terrace where she will drink strong coffee at a round white table. Her terrace will be her cafe, and she will be recognized by the blue-smocked workers of the neighborhood, the concierges, the locals at the comptoir of the tabac down the block, and the girl under the green cross of the apothecary shop. She plans to love her apartment, where she will keep just one flower in a blue vase. She already loves the word apartment, whose halves please her when she sees them breaking the line in her journal. She plans to learn the roots of French and English words and will search them out as if she were hunting skulls in the catacombs. On her walls, she'll hang a timetable of the great events of Western history. She will read the same 20 books as Chaucer. Every morning, she will make up stories. She looks around her Brighton room, at the walls, the ceiling, the round knob of the rectangular door. She listens to the voices of the neighbor's children. A toilet flushes, then the tamp of cigarette on steel, the flint flash of her roommate's boyfriend's lighter. When she leaves, she plans to leave alone, and every article she will carry, each shoe, will be important. Like an architect, she will plan this life, as once the fortune in her cookie told her. Picture what you wish to become, if you wish to become that picture. Plans, a poem by Stuart Dishel from his collection Good Hope Road, published by Viking, and used by permission here on the Writer's Almanac, supported by the Poetry Foundation, publisher of Poetry Magazine, committed to discovering great poets and printing their verse. Back issues and subscriptions are available at poetryfoundation.org. This is Billy Collins for the Writer's Almanac, hoping you will join us next time.